Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you for your faithfulness. Thank you for your grace and mercies. Thank you for your compassions toward us. Thank you for your helps in our lives. Thank you, Lord, for all the good things your mighty hand have done for us. Thank you for blessing us with spiritual blessings and physical blessings. Thank you, Lord, for making ways for us in the wilderness of this world. Thank you for making all things work together for our good. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you for the doors you have opened for us. Thank you for the breakthroughs you have given us already. Thank you for success, progress, and prosperity you have given to us. Thank you, Lord, for putting your honor upon us. Thank you for surrounding us with your presence. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. We thank you for keeping us in perfect peace and perfect joy. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your protection that is upon us. Thank you for preserving us from deadly arrows of the enemy. Thank you, Lord. We thank you for moving us forward into the place of fulfillment of destiny. Thank you, Father. Thank you for your promises that are coming to pass in our lives. Thank you for making your grace sufficient toward us. Thank you, Lord. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for taking away our sicknesses and diseases. Thank you for keeping us in perfect health. Thank you, Lord, for your strength that is upholding us. Thank you for the way you fight our battles. And thank you for all the victories you have given to us. Be exalted forever in Jesus' name. We are here, Lord, in your presence to seek your face and to pray and to worship and to have fellowship with you. Oh Lord, show us mercy one by one. And visit everyone here in Jesus' name. Touch every life. Change every life. And perform your desires in our lives. In Jesus' name. O Lord, take over this prayer session. and lead us to pray according to your will. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for we know you're going to do beyond our expectations. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. We lift your name high. We lift your name high. We lift your name high. Above all the names high. Jesus, we lift your name high. We lift your name high. We lift your name high. Above all the names high. Jesus, we lift your name. High, we lift your name high. We lift your name high. Above all the names high. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. You are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia, alleluia, you are the mighty God, the great I am. Alleluia. Alleluia. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah. You are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord, you are worthy, Father, you are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Jehovah, you are worthy to be glorified. You are worthy, Lord. O Lord, how God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name, O Lord, O Lord. How God, how excellent is your name in all the earth. How excellent is your name. hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Hallowed be your name. Lord, your majesty, divine authority, hallowed be your name. 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 Lord, your majesty, divine authority, hallowed be your name. I just wanna be where you are, dwelling daily in your presence, dwelling daily in your praises. I don't want to worship you from afar. Draw me near to where you are. I just want to be where you are. I just want to be where you are. In your dwelling place forever. In your dwelling place forever. Take me to the place where you are. I just want to be with you. I wanna be where you are, dwelling in your presence, feasting at your table, surrounded by your glory, in your presence. That is where I always want to be. I just want to be. I just want to be with you. The steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are near. They are near every morning, near every morning. Great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. goodness, the steadfast love, the steadfast love of the Lord never ceases. His mercies never come to an end. They are near, they are near. Every morning, always near. Every morning, great is thy faithfulness, O Lord. Great is thy faithfulness. The Lord reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Jesus reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Our God reigneth, let the earth tremble. He reigneth, let the earth tremble. Hallelujah. 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 To the King of Kings, Hallelujah. To the Lord of Lords, Hallelujah. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Jehovah, we praise you. Lion of Judah. Jehovah, we praise you. Yahweh, we praise your name. We praise your name. Jehovah, we praise you. We praise your name. We praise your name, Jehovah. We praise you. I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise, and I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. I will enter, I will enter his gate with thanksgiving in my heart. I will enter his court with praise, and I will say, this is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Hallelujah, he has made me glad. I am so glad. I will rejoice, for he has made me glad. Until I reach my home.
Until I reach my home.
Until I reach my home. I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my home.
Until I reach my home.
Until I reach my home. Heaven is my hope until I reach my home. I will never, ever stop my journey halfway. Oh, until I reach my own. Great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised, greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised. You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord, greatly to be praised.
You are greatly to be praised. Father, you reign. Great are you, Lord. Greatly to be praised. Greatly to be praised. Father, you reign, great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord. Great are you. Great are you, Lord. All power belongs to you. Great are you, Lord. King of the universe. Great are you, Lord. Most High, great are you, great are you. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God, He's a miracle worker. God is a miracle worker. God is a glorious God. Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna in the highest.
Hosanna in the highest. God will lift up your name.
God will lift up your name.
Will lift up your name
with a heart full of praise.
With a heart full of praise,
be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest.
God lift up your name.
God lift up your name.
Lift you up
with a heart full of praise,
with a heart full of praise,
be exalted, O Lord, our God. Hosanna in the highest. Is like unto thee, Lord, who is like unto thee? Oh Lord, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah, is like unto thee, O Lord, who is like unto thee. Oh, among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing wonders, hallelujah. Among the gods, who is like thee? You are glorious in holiness, fearful in praises, doing in wonders, hallelujah. Begin to worship and bless his name. Glorify and adore him, magnify him for who he is. Worship the King of Kings, worship the Lord of Lords, worship the bright and morning star, the all-sufficient God, the self-sufficient God, the King of Glory, the King of Kings, the Most High God. Worship him, for he reigns from everlasting to everlasting, and there is no end to his kingdom. His dominion is over all, his throne is over all, his throne has conquered all. His power has conquered all. Worship him in the beauty of his holiness. Worship him for who he is. Worship the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Worship him. We praise you, everlasting Father. We praise you, King of Kings. We praise you, Lord of Lords. We praise you, Lord of Hosts. We praise you, mighty healer, mighty redeemer, mighty restorer, mighty deliverer. We praise you, mighty God, who is like unto thee, O Lord. among all the gods. Who is like thee? No one is like you. You're greater than the gods. You're greater than the goddesses. You're greater than principalities and powers. You're greater than the heavens and the earth. You're greater than everything and everyone. We praise you, Father. You are glorious in holiness. You are fearful in praises. We worship you, Almighty God. We worship you, miracle working God. We praise you, O Lord. You can do all things. You do terrible things in righteousness. You open doors no man can shut. And you shut doors no man can open. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. We worship you, Lord. Holy, you speak, and your words come to pass. Holy, you speak, and your words come to pass. Holy, you bring things out of nothing. You are the creator of all things, and you own all things. You are the owner of all things, and you are the controller of everything. For you are the one holding all things together. We worship you, Lord. Blessed be your holy name. We praise you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have given him worship and praises. Amen. We're going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for your helps that I have received in every area of my life. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for your helps that I have received in every area of my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you for all the helps I have received from you in every area of my life. In every aspect of my life. Thank you, Father, for all the helps I have gotten from you. Thank you for how you have helped me in my helpless situations. Thank you, Father. Thank you for how you have helped me in my hopeless situations. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen.
you are going to thank Him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for subduing my enemies under my feet. Thank you for subduing Satan and all his oppressions and all his works under my feet. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for subduing my enemies under my feet. Thank you for subduing the powers of darkness and the forces of hell under my feet. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given him thanks. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for breaking into pieces chains of slavery that the enemy used to enslave me. Thank you for breaking those chains into pieces. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Thank you, Father, for breaking into pieces the chains of slavery, the chains of oppression, the chains the enemy have used to bind me, to keep me bound. Thank you for breaking those chains into pieces, the chains of pain, the chains of addiction to sin, the chains of sickness and disease. Begin to say, thank you, Father, for breaking them into pieces. The chains of hardship and suffering. Thank you, Lord, for breaking them into pieces. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for manifesting your honor in my life and for taking away my shame. Open your mouth and begin to thank him. Say, thank you, Father, for manifesting your honor in my life. And thank you for taking away my shame. Thank you for terminating my shame. Thank you for destroying my shame. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're still going to thank him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for opening my eyes to see revelations . Say thank you, Father, for opening my eyes
to see revelations of deep things and secret things. Begin to thank Him. Thank you, Father, for opening my eyes to see divine revelations of deep things and secret things. Thank you, Father. Thank you for giving me revelations of divine mysteries. Thank you for giving me revelations of things about my life that have been hidden from me. Things about my destiny and calling that have been hidden from me. Thank you, Lord, for opening my eyes to see them. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. You're going to thank Him. You're going to say, thank you, Lord, for all that your mighty hand is doing in my life to change my story. To change my life and to change my story. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Say, thank you, Father, for all that your mighty hand is doing in my life to change my story and to change my life. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for all that your power is doing in my life. Thank you for all that your grace is doing in my life to transform me into the person you want me to be. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have given Him thanks. Amen. And lastly, you're going to thank Him. You're going to say, thank you, Father, for the salvation of my soul. Thank you for saving my soul from the bondage of sin and from the bondage of Satan and darkness. Open your mouth and begin to thank Him. Say, thank you, Father, for the salvation of my soul. Thank you for calling me out of darkness into your marvelous light. Thank you for drawing me closer unto yourself. Thank you for rescuing me from deep darkness. Thank you, Father. Thank you for making me your own child. Thank you for counting me among your children, among your sons. Thank you for saving me from the camp of the enemy into your own kingdom. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen.
You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, let a new day that will mark a new beginning of the fulfillment of your plans for my life manifest in my life right now. Say, Father, let a new day that will mark a new beginning of the performance of your plans for my life appear in my life right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. A new day that will become a new beginning of great things in my life. Father, let that new day, let that day appear in my life right now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Just one day is enough for the story of your life to change forever. Just one day. Just one day. Pray. Say, Father, let a new day that will mark the beginning of new things manifest in my life right now. A new day that will mark the beginning of new things in my life, in my calling, in my destiny. Father, let that day come upon me now in the name of Jesus. A new day that will also become a new beginning of great things, of new things, of glorious things, of powerful things in my life. Father, let that new day manifest in my life right now. In the name of Jesus. A new day that will become the starting of new things, the beginning of new things in my life, the beginning of great things in my life, a new day that will also become the beginning of great things, the beginning of new things, the beginning of glorious things, the beginning of powerful things in my life and destiny. Oh Lord, let that new day emerge in my life. In the name of Jesus. Take me into that new day. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father.
In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, according to your power that is holding all things together, move in my life, move in my body, move in my soul, move in my spirit, and remove everything that you do not want in my life. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Lord Jesus, by the power through which you hold all things together, remove everything in my life that is against your will. Continue to pray like that. So, Lord Jesus, by the power through which you are holding all things together, by the power through which you are holding my body together, and my soul together, and my spirit together, get rid of everything in me that is against your will. Get rid of them now. In the name of Jesus. According to the power through which you hold everything that exists together, oh Lord, use that power to remove whatever is hiding in me that is against your will, whatever the enemy has planted in me. Lord Jesus, remove them now. In the name of Jesus, whatever seed of darkness, seed of evil that is locked up within my body, soul, and spirit, Lord Jesus, use the power through which you hold all things together to remove them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Now, the Bible told us that Jesus is holding everything together by the word of his power. By the word of his power. So which means that your body system is being held together by the word of his power, including your soul and including your spirit, and not only that, including everything that exists, whether they are visible or invisible. Yeah, I'm going to read it for you in Hebrews chapter 1 verse 3. Who being the brightness of his glory and the express image of his person. Hebrews 1 verse 3. That is Jesus being the brightness of God's glory. And then Jesus being the express image of God's personality. And then Jesus upholding all things by the word of his power. When he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high. So it says Jesus is upholding all things by the word of his power. So I want you to pray that prayer again. Yeah. Jesus is able to remove whatever evil the enemy have planted into your life. Yeah, because while the enemy were planting those things, he was there. Because he is the one holding all things together. Yeah, so it's just like someone standing in front of the door of an house. Yeah, no one can enter into that house without him knowing about it. Yeah, so because Jesus is the one holding everything together, he's the one holding every fragment of your body, soul, and spirit together. So while the enemy were doing whatever they did, Jesus was there watching. Yeah. So he knew exactly where they put whatever they have put into your life. Yeah. And he knows how to remove them. So I want you to pray that prayer once again. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, by the power through which you hold all things together, uproot from my life every plantation of darkness. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Yeah, before the sickness entered into your body, Jesus was there. And while the sickness was gaining ground, Jesus was there inside your body, was there. So then who is able to get rid of the sickness if not Jesus? Before the problems in your life take shape, Jesus was there. And while the problems were growing, he was there as well. Pray with the understanding of who he is. So Lord Jesus, by the power through which you are holding all things together, both visible and invisible, both physical and spiritual,
both living things and non-living things, by that power, uproot from my life every plantation of darkness right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Holy Spirit, make the Word of God come alive to me every time I meditate, every time I read the Word of God and meditate on the Word of God. So Holy Spirit, make the Word of God come alive to me. Make the Word of God speak to me. Make the Word of God reveal God to me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. So Holy Spirit, make God's Word come alive in my heart. Make God's Word come alive to me whenever I read the Scriptures and whenever I meditate on the Scriptures. Make God's Word come alive to me. Make God's Word reveal God to me. Make God's Word reveal God's kingdom to me. Make God's Word reveal God's ways to me. Make God's Word reveal God's power to me. In the name of Jesus, Holy Spirit, make God's Word reveal God's power to me every time I study and meditate on the Scriptures. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to see fire of the Holy Ghost strengthen and revive my faith. For the performance of victories in my life. For the manifestation of victories in my life. Open your mouth and pray like that. The fire of the Holy Ghost strengthen and revive my feet. Strengthen and revive my feet for the demonstration of God's power in my life. For the manifestation of God's dominion in my life.
for the manifestation of victories in my life. Fire of the Holy Ghost, strengthen my feet now. Strengthen my feet now. Revive my feet. Revive my feet. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Just going to pray. You're going to say in the name of Jesus. Let the power of God manifest in my stubborn battles and dissolve them all and destroy them all. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say in the name of Jesus, let the power of God manifest now in my stubborn battles, and let the power of God consume them all. In the name of Jesus, let the power of God manifest now in my stubborn battles. Let the power of God manifest now in my stubborn battles, and let God's power dissolve them all. Let God's power melt them all. Let God's power destroy them all. Right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. And you're going to pray like this. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the resurrection power of Jesus destroy every addiction to wrong things in me. Every addiction to wrong things. You may be addicted to things that may not necessarily look painful, but they are wrong, and they are contrary to the will of God for your life. That they may not necessarily look painful to you, but they are wrong in the sight of God. So you're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the resurrection power of Jesus
destroy every addiction to wrong things in my life right now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Right now, in the name of Jesus, continue to pray like that. Say, let the resurrection power of Jesus destroy every addiction to wrong things in me, every addiction to worldly things, sinful things, unrighteous things, ungodly things, unholy things. Let the resurrection power of Jesus destroy such addictions right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the judgment of God come upon powers of darkness that are working hard to put my life under slavery and afflictions. I'm going to say, in the name of Jesus, let the judgment of God, let the hunger of God, let the wrath of God fall upon powers of darkness that are laboring day and night to put my life under slavery and afflictions and oppression and suffering. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let the hunger of God fall upon them now. In the name of Jesus. Powers of darkness working so hard to enforce slavery in my life, to enforce oppression in my life, to enforce afflictions and sufferings and hardships in my life. Let God's hunger consume them now. In the name of Jesus, let God's hunger destroy them now. In the name of Jesus, let the hunger of God waste them all. In the name of Jesus, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You are going to pray. You're going to say, Father, manifest your fire in my life. And let your fire dissolve every problem that have become like a rock in my life. Every problem that have become so hard like rocks. Let your fire manifest in my life and dissolve them now. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, let your fire manifest in my life. Let your fire dissolve. Let your fire melt every problem that have been solidified. Every problem that are like rocks, let your fire melt them right now in the name of Jesus. Let your fire melt them right now. In the name of Jesus. I'll continue to pray. Continue to pray. Say, Father, manifest your fire in my life. Let that fire melt every problem that have solidified themselves like rocks and are refusing to go. Let your fire melt them right now. In the name of Jesus. Let your fire melt them right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, remove every barrier the enemy has set on my path to prevent my progress, to prevent my moving forward. Say, Father, remove the barriers right now. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Every barrier set by darkness on my path to prevent my moving forward, to prevent my progress, to prevent my entering into success, greatness, and prosperity. Father, remove the barriers now. In the name of Jesus. Let every barrier, whether they are visible or invisible, that have been set to stop my moving forward at this time, oh Lord, let them be uprooted now. Uproot them now. Remove them now from my path. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, release your terror upon the gathering of my enemies. Release your terror upon my enemies and make them run in fear of their lives. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, release your terror upon the gathering of my enemies. Release your terror, release your fear upon my enemies and make them run in fear. Make them run for their lives. In the name of Jesus. Release your terror upon them right now. In the name of Jesus.
release your terror upon my enemies, upon the camp of my enemies, upon the gathering of my enemies, and make them run for their lives in the name of Jesus, as you did for the children of Israel. Do the same right now, as you put terror upon all the enemy nations that were against the children of Israel. Do the same right now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to raise up your right hand. You're going to say, Father, open every door that must be opened for my life to ascend into the place of greatness. Open every door that must open in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Open every door that must open for my life to rise into greatness. Open those doors right now in the name of Jesus. Every door that must open for my life to rise to the place of greatness and honor. Every door that must open for my life to rise to the place of fulfillment of destiny. Father, open the doors now in the name of Jesus. Open the doors now in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive grace. You're going to say, I receive grace to achieve unusual success. Grace to achieve uncommon success in the earth at this time. Such a record of success that is not common. Such a record of excellence that is not common. Begin to say, I receive grace to achieve them now. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. I receive grace to achieve unusual success, unusual excellence, uncommon breakthroughs in the name of Jesus. I receive grace right now to succeed in an unusual way. I receive grace to have the kind of success many people have not been able to have. I receive grace to generate the kind of success many inhabitants of the earth have not been able to generate. I receive the grace right now in the name of Jesus. I receive grace to have success and excellence that majority of people in the world haven't been able to attain, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your head. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I receive strength to do the will of God. I receive strength to obey the will of God. I receive strength to practice the will of God. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Say, I receive strength to do the will of God. I receive strength to obey the will of God. I receive strength to practice the will of God throughout the days of my life in the earth, in the name of Jesus. I receive strength right now. I receive strength right now, in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to see a fire of the Holy Ghost. Born in me, to the point that no darkness will be able to function
in my life. The fire of the Holy Ghost, born in me, born in my spirit, born in my soul, born in my body, to the point that darkness, we have no place to stay and function in my life. I begin to pray like that. Begin to pray like that. The fire of the Holy Ghost, born in me, and give no room for darkness. Give no room for darkness to stay in my life and to function in my life. In the name of Jesus, give no room for darkness. In the name of Jesus. Continue to pray like that. Fire of the Holy Ghost, born in my spirit, born in my soul, born in my body, born in my mind, and give no room for darkness to stay and operate in my life. Give no room for darkness to operate through my life. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, let the everlasting covenant in your blood and in your death and in your resurrection begin to produce great results in my life. You're going to say, Lord Jesus, let the everlasting covenant in your blood and in your death and in your resurrection begin to produce great power in my life, great victories in my life, great results in my life from this day onwards. In the name of Jesus, begin to pray like that. Let the everlasting covenant in your blood produce power in my life. Lord Jesus, let the everlasting covenant in your death and resurrection produce victory in my life. Let the everlasting covenant
in your death and resurrection, produce dominion in my life. From this day onward, in the name of Jesus. From this day onwards, thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, release the greatness of my destiny and calling into manifestation. The fire of the Holy Ghost, release the greatness of my calling, the greatness of my destiny into manifestation. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Release the greatness of my calling into manifestation. Release the greatness of my destiny into manifestation right now in the name of Jesus. The greatness that I've been destined with my life from the day I was born. Begin to say, fire of the Holy Ghost, release that greatness into manifestation right now. In the name of Jesus, the greatness that is attached to my destiny, the greatness attached to my calling, the greatness attached to my life from the day I was born, let fire of the Holy Ghost release them to manifestation right now. Let the fire of the Holy Ghost release the greatness to manifest right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray like this. You're going to see every prison of darkness, holding my destiny captive, break into pieces right now. by fire of the Holy Ghost. Begin to pray like that. See, every prison of darkness, holding my destiny captive, so that my destiny will not be fulfilled, be broke, be destroyed now, be broken now, in the name of Jesus. Break into pieces right now by fire of the Holy Ghost. Continue to pray like that. Every satanic prison, demonic prison, every prison of marine spirit, every witchcraft prison that have caged my destiny in order to stop it from being fulfilled in the earth, I command them to break into pieces right now, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus, I come against every covenant and agreement initiated in the realms of darkness to stop me from fulfilling my calling and destiny. Let the blood of Jesus destroy such covenants now. I'm going to take it again. You're going to say, I come against every covenant and agreement made in the realms of darkness, in the kingdoms of darkness, to ensure that I do not fulfill my destiny and my calling in the earth. Let the blood of Jesus terminate such covenants right now in Jesus' name. Begin to pray like that. Let the blood of Jesus terminate such covenants right now. Every covenant made in the realms of darkness because of me, every covenant made in the realms of darkness because of my destiny, because of my calling, because of my life, in order to stop me from fulfilling my calling and destiny, let the blood of Jesus destroy them now, In the name of Jesus, let the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Every covenant and agreement initiated in the realms of darkness because of me, in order to prevent the fulfillment of my calling and destiny, let the blood of Jesus destroy them now. Every covenant initiated in the realm of witches and wizards, every covenant initiated in the realm of occultism, in the realm of satanism, in order to prevent the fulfillment of my calling and destiny, let the blood of Jesus destroy them now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We're going to pray eight more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, speed up the manifestation of your plans for my life that have been delayed. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, speed up the manifestation of your plans for my life that have been delayed. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. In the name of Jesus, speed them up right now. The manifestation of your promises, the manifestation of your plans, the manifestation of your will for my life that have been delayed. Father, speed them up right now. In the name of Jesus, let them delay no more. Let them delay no more. Let them delay no more. In the name of Jesus, by your mercy, O Lord, hasten the manifestation of your plans for my life that have been delayed. Hasten the manifestations now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, unfold and uncover to me. Everything about my life, calling and destiny, they are still hidden from me. Say, Father, uncover, unfold to me everything about my life, calling and destiny that are still hidden from me. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, reveal to me every divine information every divine details, divine detail about my life, calling and destiny that are still hidden from me. Oh Lord, reveal them to me now. I believe you're praying. Every divine detail, every divine information, every divine mystery about my life, calling and destiny, that are still hidden from me. Father, reveal them to me now. Uncover them to me. Unfold them to me. Right now, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. We have 6 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, glorify and honor your name. Through my life and situations, including the situations that appear negative, including situations that appear to be negative, say, Father, glorify and honor your name through them, through my life, through my situations. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Glorify and honor your name. Glorify and honor your name. In my life, in my days, and in my situations, including negative situations. Oh Lord, glorify your name. Honor your name right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're
you're going to say, Father, turn the wisdom of my enemies into foolishness. Let all their efforts to hurt me be wasted. Open your mouth and begin to pray like that. Say, Father, turn the wisdom of my enemies into foolishness. And let all their efforts to hurt me be wasted right now. In the name of Jesus. Father, upon the wisdom my enemies are using against me into foolishness. Upon their wisdom into foolishness and waste their efforts right now. All their efforts to hurt me, let them be wasted right now. Father, waste them right now. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. We have 4 more prayer points. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to serve you and follow you in perfect faithfulness. Say, Father, help me to serve you. Help me to follow you. Help me to walk with you in perfect faithfulness. In the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Help me, Father, to follow you in faithfulness. Help me to serve you faithfully. In the name of Jesus, help me to be faithful in my walk with you. Help me to be faithful in my commitment to you. Say, Father, help me to be faithful in my dedication to you. Help me to be faithful in my service to you. In the name of Jesus, help me, Father, to serve you with perfect faithfulness. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. We have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to place your right hand on your hand. You're going to say, in the name of Jesus,
Let the love of God increase in my soul. Let the love for God and the love of God and the love of Christ increase in my soul. Begin to pray like that. Say in the name of Jesus, let the love of Christ increase in my soul. Let the love of Christ increase in my heart. In the name of Jesus, let my love for God grow stronger and stronger. Holy Spirit, let my love for God grow stronger and stronger. In the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. You're going to pray. You're going to say, Father, help me to live a life that will influence the world to follow Jesus. Say, Father, help me to live a life that will influence people in the world to follow Jesus and to serve Jesus. Begin to pray like that. Say, Father, help me. Say, Father, help me to live a life that will influence my generation to serve Jesus. Help me to live a life that will influence the world to follow Jesus. Help me to live my life as a Christian and as a minister of God in such a way that great influence will come out of my life and draw people to Jesus. In the name of Jesus, help me, O Lord. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. And lastly, I'm going to pray. You're going to say, Father, by your mercy, fight for me the battles that have become too strong for me. You can say, Father, by your mercy, fight for me the battles that have become too strong for me and conquer them all in the name of Jesus. Begin to pray like that.
begin to pray like that. Fight for me, O Lord. The battles that have become too strong for me. Fight for me, O Lord. The battles that have become too strong for me. And conquer them all for me right now. In the name of Jesus, conquer them all. Conquer them all right now. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, we have prayed. Amen. Raise up your right hand as I pray for you. Father, we are grateful for this moment spent in your presence. Thank you for your grace, love and mercies that there is so much toward us. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness concerning us. Be glorified forever. In Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, for all the good things you have done in our lives. And for more good things you're about to do. Be praised forever in Jesus' name. I ask, O Lord, that you show mercy on everyone here and help your people in Jesus' name. I pray for you that the help that you need at this point in time shall find you, shall visit you, and shall locate you in the name of Jesus. The power that you need to overcome your enemies and to oppress them and to dominate them, receive the power right now in the name of Jesus. Every plan and agenda of the kingdoms of darkness and agents of darkness to hurt you and to send evil into your life, I decree that they are pursued right now in the name of Jesus. The fire of God that will make you too strong for sin and righteousness to overcome you, receive the fire now in the name of Jesus. I pray that
the barriers and obstacles and hindrances and oppositions that the enemy has set before you to stop you from moving forward to possess your possessions. I decree that those barriers and obstacles and hindrances and oppositions are removed right now, completely, in Jesus' name. I decree that the name of the Lord shall be glorified and honored in your life and through your life, in Jesus' name. Shame and disgrace and reproach shall be far from you forever, in Jesus' name. Henceforth, you shall not starve sickness. You shall not starve diseases. You shall live in good health. And you shall receive total healing and deliverance in the name of Jesus. I pray for you that the grace to be faithful in your walk with God and in your service to God shall fall upon you in the name of Jesus. And God and heaven and the angels shall be pleased with your life and lifestyles and actions, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father, for I know you have answered. In Jesus' name, I have prayed. Amen.